It's KBIA 91.3 FM. We are talking on tonight's Thinking Out Loud about what's happening for people in the summertime with school about to let out. Brandon Russell is with us. He is the director of the Columbia Area Career Center, and among many, many things that they do out there at the Career Center is summer camps for kids in the Columbia Public Schools. And Brandon, welcome. We're glad you get a chance to talk to us about this.
Yeah, I'm excited about being here. Thanks.
You bet. Tell me about summer camp. I mean, is this kids intense or is it just a program that we call a summer camp?
Well, it really is a pretty intense program. It's pretty detailed. I think one of the ways we describe it is just these are students getting an opportunity to really dive deep into what we call skills intensive camps. And so they're learning real life skills, real job skills, but at an age appropriate level.
And when we talk about age, how old are the kids that can sign up for this?
So these are students' ages 10 through 14, typically.
Okay, cool. So people, older elementary, middle school age kids there. And what do they do?
Well, they do a lot of things. You know, we expose them to a lot of things. I mean, let me give you an idea of some of the camps. I mean, Magic of Hogwarts. How cool is that?
All right.
You know, and
yeah.
So, you know, it's done with the theme. You know, they learn lots of things about games and things like that. That's one of the more fun ones. But, you know, you think about, there's one called, let me find it here, the Camp Nightingale. And that's one related to the, you know, health professions. If they're interested in health sciences, I mean, that's a camp that's really directly connected to one of our high school courses, you know, in professions and healthcare. So,
sure.
Things like that are coding. They can learn about natural resources. They can learn about building things, you know, being in a greenhouse and you know, managing that. And, you know, like I said, construction.
Lots of cooking classes I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I mean, tons of cooking. Classes, you know, home cooking 101. There's even pies, pizza. I mean, lots of fun interactive things in the kitchen.
And this is all being done through the Columbia Area Career Center with the Columbia Public Schools. If somebody's interested, how do they sign up?
Well, basically, the easiest way is to go to our website. They may have seen the thing come in the mail, a brochure. We sent that real nice, colorful thing in the mail. But there's a website, if they didn't get one, that they can go to. It's www.career-center.org.
Okay.
And /PCE/youth. And then it's all the information in there about those camps.
All right. And this is not something that was around when my kids were in school. How long have you guys been doing this?
Actually, we talked about this the other day. We've been doing summer camps for about 14 years.
Really? Okay. Now, so I guess it was around when my kids were in school.
And I think we've grown a lot. So, you know, currently we've got 67 camps available. Not too long ago, we were serving just under 300 students or campers. We've grown quite a bit the last few years. We had 611 campers last year.
That's terrific.
So we've grown a lot. So maybe people are just hearing about it more today, maybe possibly. But
this gets back to something that Bonnie Conley and I talked about, because a lot of these classes I'm seeing, this is just really fun stuff. I mean, Magic of Hogwarts, what kids are not going to think that that's really fun? But there's also an educational component to all of this. And so we're learning, but we're having a good time doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, a lot of these camps are related to some of our program areas that these students might be exposed to when they get into high school. And that's part of the intent. But the main thing is to get them actively involved in exploring careers and just having fun. We get a lot of repeat campers, and I think that's because they're building new friends. They're learning a lot of things, a lot of fun things, and like I said, having a lot of fun in the process.
So this is not something that kids are going to say, no, I don't want to do that. It's summertime. I want to stay at home and play the video games. This is something that they'll really be fired up about.
Yeah, and we hear a lot over and over each year. These kids are fired up about coming. Now, they might be a little apprehensive when they come in the door on a Monday morning, but, man, by Friday, they're fired up and excited. And the families get to come in typically in a lot of these classes on Friday and get to see what the campers got to do. And so it's even engaging for the parents or family members at the end of the week. So
talk about when it's happening.
So we start camps. They run from mid-June through the end of July.
Okay.
So we do take the week of 4th of July off. It's pretty sparse around there. But so there's lots of time to sign up if they're interested. Keep in mind, too, there are half-day camps or there are full-day camps.
Okay.
Or they can do camps full-time.
Okay.
And so if they do choose to do a morning and an afternoon camp, there is a supervised lunch. So they're there all day if they choose.
Is there a cost involved?
There is a cost.
Okay.
And camp fees range anywhere from $149 to $179.
Okay. And that's for, you know, it could be all day, as you said.
Yes.
We're signing up with these things and 6 weeks worth. So
yeah.
That's quite a lot. But it's not your whole summer. You've still got time to go out and do
right.
your thing.
Right. Absolutely. They can come in for a half-day camp for just a week.
That's fantastic.
And it's a way to get a taste for what they're doing.
And remind us again how they get in touch with you if somebody wants to get signed up.
So if they go online to www.career-center.org /PCE/youth, and there's more information in there. They click a register button, and then it gives a full description of all the camps that are available.
All right, and there's still plenty of time for people to sign up. You were telling me that they can pretty much walk in just about the day of and get signed in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just because camps start the middle of June, if they want to do a camp that's the second week of July, you know, certainly they can register all the way up till then.
All right. Very cool. Again, it is the summer camps through the Columbia Area Career Center. Brandon Russell, our guest. And Brandon, man, it's fun to talk to you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Darren. I appreciate it.